Good morning. It's Sunday, May 3rd, 2020. We're going to be coming out of Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27 this morning. Let's open in prayer. Abba, Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share your word this morning, to post it online. Father, with COVID-19 and the quarantine that we're facing in the U.S. and with this pandemic that's subdued the world, Lord, we ask that your children would be blessed, that they would continue to reach out and seek your word and seek you and trust in you for provision, for health, and for all that they need in life. Father, bless the children who have been taken out of their norm of going to school and being able to go out and see their friends all the time. Father, we can't really socialize in this way, as you know. So we ask that you would help them to look at life through a different perspective and be thankful that they have you in their life watching over them. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. A couple weeks ago, I made mention of earthquakes and the volcanoes that take place in the world. These are natural disasters as we consider them. They definitely shake things up in our lives. And we've all seen the aftermath of an earthquake and the damage that was caused by them. Some buildings crumble, while others are left standing. The reason some stand is because their foundation was strong enough to bear the stress of the earthquake. All the buildings were put to the test, but only those with the strongest foundations were able to stand, or they are able to stand through the earthquakes. So as we read from Matthew chapter 7, we'll start in verse 24. I hope you all have had time to turn to that and read with me here. I'm reading out of the Holman Christian Standard. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell and the rivers rose, and the winds blew and pounded that house. Yet it did not collapse, because its foundation was on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, the rivers rose, and the winds blew and pounded the house, and it collapsed. It collapsed with a great crash. God bless the reading of his word. In a lot of ways, out of this parable, we can relate to our own storms and our own earthquakes that take place in our life. You see, in a similar way, all men, women, face stress in their lives. Some are able to go through it, still standing, when it's all done, while others crumble and fall. Standing up to the stress means staying faithful to not only your spouse, but to God, being disciplined to go to work each day, working hard and maintaining a moral and spiritual focus, being slow to anger, forgiving, and patient with others, especially in today's setting with COVID-19. You see, we're all forced to be at home, quarantined in some way, not able to go to our favorite haunts, but we have to come together as a family, and sometimes that puts a lot more stress when the husband or the wife is at home more than normal, and with the kids not being able to go out and do the things they enjoy as well. The families are really stressed right now in a lot of ways. So keep that in mind. And for those of you who have a wife at home, who's a housewife, as they say, believe me, they work harder at their job and maintaining the household than you ever could out in the, even in the field putting up straw hay. It's a tough job to manage your kids, your family, and house chores, let alone add a full-time job on top of that. We need to be thankful for our wives, our spouses even, for when they come together, they do help. But even with that being said, if you crumble under the stress, means you take the easy way out. Giving up on your marriage, looking for support or a connection outside of the marriage vows, getting drunk or high, or even immersing in pornography or social media to hide from the stress. We turn and run from our earthquake. We turn and run from our storm, the rain, and the wind that is battering our life. And at the same point in our lives, we will all, and at some point, not the same point, at some point in all our lives, we will face trials and storms. So the question is, will what you are building or what I am building stand, or will it be washed away by the pressure of stresses of life? Will we find peace in our storms, like the apostles did during the storm at sea? When they feared death, waking up Jesus, who was asleep in the stern of the boat, to save them, to have them still the water and rebuke the wind. You see, Jesus was asleep, sound asleep, with the storm and the wind tossing the boat back and forth. The apostles woke him up, and Jesus stood up, and he rebuked the wind and the sea, and he said, "Be silent, be still." But then he turned and asked a very serious question to his apostles. You see, Jesus asked them, "Why are you fearful? Do you still have no faith?" You see, the bottom line is, what do you believe? And most importantly, why? Why do you believe what you believe? A child of God is ruled by the book, the Bible, the very Word of God. If the Bible is not our game plan for life, then we will fail. Our scripture today speaks specifically about that. It does not raise the. It does, however, raise the question whether we have built our house on the sand or on the rock. I hope you are standing on the solid rock, as the old hymn goes. On solid rock I stand, all other is sinking sand. So take a long moment. Think about what you really believe. Think about what you can do today to get closer to God and find out what He has for you. Read God's Word. Pray for direction. Pray for healing, guidance, pray for forgiveness, or whatever it may be that is putting undue stress on your life today. But not only pray about it, trust. Then trust that God's wisdom is far greater than ours. God's provision is inexhaustible, and His love is never ending. And remember, by the grace of the Holy Spirit, you are a child of God, a child of the King of kings and the host of hosts. He cares about you. With COVID-19 having subdued the world, a lot of things being closed, and the families being stuck more at home than ever, a lot of stress has been put on our husbands and wives, as well as our children. One thing I ask is appreciate one another. Be thankful for where you are, but trust God's love for you. Love one another as Christ has loved His church. This is specifically toward us today. You know, love one another. Husbands, you should love your wife share her burdens because she is sharing your stress. Kids, mind your parents and listen to the teachings of Christ Jesus. Be of good cheer and full of life. Rejoice always in Jesus and His unstoppable love for you. You see, our foundation of what we believe is a prime example of how we live our life. It's not easy by any means, and I too fall short. There are stresses in my life where I want to crumble and run away. But by the grace of God, I endure, just as you endure. When we look to Him, all our provisions, all our needs, all is met through His grace, through His mercy that takes place in our life. Now, COVID-19 has subdued the world, but COVID-19 cannot stop God's children from reaching up to Him. We may not be able to come together in person right now, but we can come together spiritually. Through the Holy Spirit, we are all connected. We're all together in this. And we all have the same hope. And that hope is Christ. That hope is Jesus, our Lord, our Savior. He died on the cross to reconcile us to God the Father. And through that bond, we come together as His church, His bride. Let us rejoice that we have a God that so loves us. That we have a God that calls us children. We have a God who stepped down from His throne, became a man, lived a sinless life, a life that we cannot live, and then died for us on the cross at Calvary. Let's stand firm on that rock, the rock of faith in Jesus. Let us close. Abba, Father, how humbling it is to think about the many things that You've done for us, the many things You've done for Your church. Lord Jesus, we ask that You open our eyes, open our hearts to understand and to see just where we stand. We stand on an immeasurable rock, a foundation so great that it shall not crumble when the storms of life come. For not only are we standing upon the rock of faith in You, we have You holding us up. When our eyes are upon You and we follow after You, Jesus, we have no greater path than one of purity and of love. For we walk in the righteousness of our Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.